It's time for this week's Focus on Business. Today, Tom Martin talks with Steve Kelly, Executive Vice President of Marketing and Sales at Lexington-based Central Bank. The subject, credit card fraud and the shift to a new generation of high-tech debit and credit cards known as chip cards.
Tell us the difference between the kind of credit card that has the magnetic stripe on the backside that we swipe through a slot versus the chip card that we slide the end into a slot and then leave it there while the transaction's happening.
The consumers will notice that the card looks a little different because there is a small silver chip that's on the front, but they're going to see a familiar mag stripe still on the back. In that way, the card can still be used either way. It can be swiped the way the consumer always has, or the word that Visa chooses to use is dip, meaning inserted in the bottom of the terminal to use the chip technology.
And eventually, will that mag stripe on the back go away with, say, the next generation of cards?
That is the plan, that eventually we will shift to the newer technology and will not need the mag stripe.
What makes the chip card more secure than the mag stripe?
The mag stripe contains information about you on the back. And when you swipe that, that information is transferred to the terminal, which authenticates it and approves the transaction for you to go forward. The chip is more secure because it generates a one-time code, and it's only used uniquely with each transaction.
This chip-based card technology has been adopted in virtually every global market outside the United States, but although the U.S. is the world's single largest user of payment cards, and even though almost half of the world's credit card fraud happens in this country, we've been late to the game in coming around to this technology. Why the delay, and what prompted the change to the chip card?
Europe has had chips for a number of years and moved toward that technology. In the U.S., we were not having quite the same issues they were, and there was reluctance on the part of a lot of merchants to invest in the new technology because it meant new programming, it meant new terminals. There was a cost associated with that. They're very competitive. They didn't want to bear that cost. The banks didn't want to bear the cost strictly on their side. It had to be a partnership. And we began to see big movement as we began to note some of the big box retailers and their frauds. Target is well documented. Home Depot is another one. TJ Maxx. All of a sudden, you were seeing millions and millions of transactions at a big box that were impacted by a fraud issue that would never have occurred had they been using chips.
Tom Martin's Q&A series appears biweekly in the Business Monday section of the Lexington Herald Leader. Technical support for this broadcast is provided by Dynamics Productions, online at dxaudio.com.